Daf Hey. So we got to the bottom of Dalam and Beis. The Gemara been going back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and the Gemara points out the last six lines: Michlal de Tavayu Svir Lahu Miluim Kola Kosebem Akibem. It must be from the discussion, the dialogue between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which we'll review in just a moment. They both hold everything mentioned in the context of Miluim is Ma'akiv. If they didn't do one of the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu told them to do, it would have been Ma'akiv, the whole process of the Miluim. So we have a Machlokas, the Itmar. Miluim, regarding Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina had a Machlokas. Chad Amar, Kol HaKasabem, Ma'akivem. One of them held that anything mentioned, if it wasn't done, any detail, was Ma'akiv, the whole process. V'chad Amar, Davar HaMa'akiv L'doros, Makibem, she'ein makib l'doros, ein makibem. Only a detail that if it was done l'doros, a part we'll see in Nafkaminas in just a moment, but a certain avoda that if l'doros for generations in the Mishkan, the Beis Hamikdash, if it was a type of avoda that be ma'akev l'doros, it would be ma'akev in the milum. But if it was a type of avoda that you could have done away with, so then that would not have been ma'akev during the milum. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. So Gemara says, Tistain, let's conclude, Rabbi Yochanan who d'amar ko'a kosabem, ma'akevem. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion who holds that anything mentioned, any detail mentioned by the milum is in fact ma'akev by the milum. How do we know this? From the conversation the past couple of days, Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, "Ima milum ka kasabem akibem." So Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, if you are learning that every detail of miluim is going to be the source for the Shiva Yimei Prisha of Yom Kippur, so then just like you have to have 7 days of Prisha for the miluim, you have to also have to have 7 days of Prisha for the backup Kohen Gadol. Remember that? It didn't say in the Mishnah, it didn't say Mafrish in the backup Kohen Gadol. It says Misakinin, you had set him aside, but you don't separate him for 7 days. So that's the question he asked. So how come we don't require 7 days of Prisha for the backup Kohen Gadol? And the Gemara points out, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't respond back. He doesn't say, oh, I don't hold that way. I don't say that that's not Ma'akev. It sounds like he agrees that the Indian of Hafrashas Shivas Yimei Prisha would apply and should apply to the backup Kohen Gadol, just like it applied to the din of the Miluim, and therefore Tisai, we can conclude that he holds everything mentioned by the Miluim is in fact Ma'akev, the process. That's how we conclude. So the Gemara wants to know, what is in fact the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? What's nafkamina, whether or not we say everything is Ma'akev by the Miluim, or only that which is Ma'akev L'doros is Ma'akev Miluim, but that which is not Ma'akev L'doros would not be Ma'akev in the Milum. So what exactly is a Nafkaminas? So Gemara is going to present three or four different Nafkaminas. Now, there's a Machlokas in the Achronim. Are they all agreeing? They're just giving different examples? Or no, they actually argue that only this one's a Nafkamina, that one's not a Nafkamina. So there's a Machlokas in the Achronim. But Pashup Shot is that they are all considered Nafkaminas. They're just giving different examples of Nafkaminas. So my benai, what exactly is an example of a Nafkamina here? So the Gemara explains, Amr of Yosef, the top of Daf Hey now, Smicha, Ikebenai. What's smicha? So smicha is when you place the hands on the carbon. When it comes to achatas, when it comes to asham, the person being makir of the carbon places his hands and all his body weight on top of the animal, and he says vidui. Now, when it comes to carbon shlomim, this is machlokis, what happens during carbon shlomim? Because by achatas and by ola, those are inherently coming for a kapara, so you need to have some vidui. But shlomim is not coming for a kapara, so the Rambam actually writes, when you do smicha, you say divrei shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, very different type of a smicha than the other karbanos. However, other Yishonim argue that, you know, you do vidui by shlomim as well. So either way, there's smicha that's done on an animal in general. So that's the nafkamina. So the Gemara explains that smicha ika benayu leman damar ka kasabhem makibhen. So smicha makib. Smicha was mentioned during the milum, and since it's a detail mentioned, if it were not done during the milum, it would have been makib. But leman damar davar she'en makib ledoros ein makibhen. An item, a detail, a halacha that would not be ma'akev if it were not done in l'doros, a carbon outside of the miluim, it wouldn't be ma'akev by the miluim as well. Then lo ma'akve. In other words, if you were not to do smicha by a regular carbon ola, a carbon chatas, a carbon shlamim, it would not be ma'akev the carbon. So if it's not ma'akev the carbon l'doros, it would not be ma'akev during the times of the miluim. That's the nafkamina. So how do we know now u'l'doros minolan de lo ma'akve? What's the source that smicha, in fact, is not ma'akev when done l'doros? The Tani, the Gemara, quotes a brisa, the samach v'nirta. One does smicha, and then through the smicha, he gets ritzui, he gets kapara. The chi smicha mechaperis. Is it true that the smicha is that which creates the kapara? V'alo ein kapara ela bedam. that the kapara is only achieved through the sprinkling of the blood, not because of smicha. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's the dam that generates the kapara, not the smicha. So ma tam lomar, what do we learn from the pasuk? V'samach v'nirtza. Shim asal the smicha. If one were to do smicha, shari mitzvah, ma'ala lavakasif kilo lo keeper v'keeper. If one were to treat smicha as a leftover mitzvah, as an afterthought, it's another way of saying, he didn't do the smicha. What's the big deal? The smicha is a small little thing. It's not really kabara. If one were to do that, it wouldn't be ma'akiv, the karban, it would still downgrade the karban's effectiveness, or at least the quality of it. Look at the Rashi in the top of the page here. Shiari mitzvah, kolomar, shlo chash lachshav also mitzvah, v'lo samach. You don't really care much about the smicha. If you view this as a shiraim, as something, an afterthought, and you don't do the smicha, so Rashi says, "Ki'ilu lo kiper mina mufcha." You didn't accomplish, you did not achieve the kapara in its highest form, but one still did get the kapara. So we see it's not ma'akev l'doros. If it's not ma'akev l'doros, it wouldn't be ma'akev during the miluim either, had it not been done. That's the nafkamina. But the one who holds a kasev miluim is ma'akev, then smicha would have been ma'akev during the times of miluim. So that's the first suggestion of the nafkamina. Gemara then says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Tanufa Ika Benai. Tanufa is where you take the carbon, you wave it up and down, left and right. The Gemara says in Menachos, and the Gemara also, similar in Sukkah, says it kind of waves off the different ruchos, the different spiritual demons. So that's what Tanufa accomplishes. So that's the Ika Benai, that's the Nafkamina, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So the man, the Amar, Kol Akasa Behen, Maki Behen, Makva. The one who holds every single pasuk, every single detail of the Mulum is Ma'akev, so this would be Ma'akev as well. But leman damar, only that which is ledoris makiv, but davar she'ein makiv ledoris, ein a makiv, and would not have been makiv the miluim. So lo makiv. So that's the nafkamina. So ledoris minolim de lo makiv. How do you know that tenufa in fact is not makiv ledoris? The Tani, the Brisa says, le tenufa lechaper. So v'chi tenufa mechaper, is it tenufa that creates the kapara? Not true. V'lo ein kapara ela bedam, like we just said above. She'nemar ki adam huan benefesh yichaper. So, what do you learn from the words the tenufa lechaper? Same idea. Shim asal the tenufa shiari mitzvah. A person treats tenufa as an afterthought and doesn't do the tenufa. Mala lavakasuv gilu lo keeper every keeper. He gets a low quality performance in the mitzvah. He gets the mitzvah. He gets the carbon. It's not ma'akev, but it's a lower quality. But we see either way that it's certainly not ma'akev. Now, a third nafkamina, the Gemara says. Rapapa amar prisha shiva ikibinah. The need to separate the kohen for 7 days. If everything mentioned by the milum is in fact ma'akev, so the shiva simei prisha is ma'akev as well. But man damar sheno davar sheno ma'akev ledoros ain ma'akev bem, that which is not going to be ma'akev in the future would not be ma'akev in the milum, so la'ma'akev wouldn't be ma'akev either the shiva simei prisha. So how do you know ledoros minolam de lo ma'akev? How do you know that separating the kohen gadol is not ma'akev the avoda? Midakatani maskinan lo katani mafrishin. From the fact that it says by the backup kohen gadol that you set him aside, but you don't actually, you're not mafrishim, tells us it's not ma'akev the particular avoda. So then the Gemara says 1/4 and final nafkamina. Ravina amar riboy shiva umeshicha shiva. What's riboy shiva? Riboy shiva is when they wear riboy begadim. When the kohen gadol, normally a kohen hadiot wears 4 begadim. The kohen gadol wears riboy, wears more begadim, he wears 8 begadim. So the need to wear riboy begadim for 7 days, and meshicha, you anoint him. You anoint the kohen gadol, you anoint him on his head, you do it in the shape of a chai, it's a Greek letter shaped like a chaf of some sort. So you anoint him for 7 days, and he wears clothing for 7 days. Ika benar, that's the nafkamina. Because the man, the amar, the one who holds kosuban, ma'akibem, ma'akva. If you hold every detail of milum's ma'akiv, so this is another detail, it certainly would be ma'akiv. But the man, the amar, davar, shein, ma'akiv, the doros, that which is not ma'akiv in the doros, then a makva, then it wouldn't be makev the miluim, so lo makva. You meaning it's not makev in the doris wearing clothing for 7 days and doing mashikha for 7 days in preparation. Just look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi writes around 5 narrow lines down, Ribur Shiva, Sheshamish Kohen Gadol Shiva Yamim Ritzufim. The Kohen Gadol needs to wear clothing for 7 days straight. Kishimimanin also Kuna Gadol. When he's appointed to be Kohen Gadol, he needs to go 7 days straight wearing the 8 begadim of the Kohen Gadol. During the avoda, the riboy is lashon marbe, means to increase. Meruba begadim, to wear more clothing. Shehu meshamish b'shmona v'hediot ba'arba. So that's what it means to do riboy. And mishicha shiva, says Rashi, sheinu shemen hamishcha arosha. You place oil on his head. Ubein risei ena, between his eyes. Shivas yamim ritzufim, 7 days consecutively. So the Gemara says then, as follows. So that's not Ma'akev the Doros. It's ideal, but it's not Ma'akev. So how do we know the Doros? Minole Dola Ma'akev. How do you know in the Doros that 7 days of the Gadim and 7 days of Mashiach is not Ma'akev the Kohen Gadol's appointment? So the Tani, the Brisa says, V'chipra Kohen Asher Yimshach Oso, the Kohen who is anointed, V'asher Yimale Es Yado LeKohen Tachas Avod, and he who filled his hand. So Yimale Yado, Rashi points out, is a reference to Levishus Begadim. It's a phrase that refers to wearing more clothing. So it says in the Pasuk, Yimashech Oso, and Yimale Es Yado, both the Mashiach and the Reboy Begadim. So Ma Tamalama, what does it say? Lefishin Amar Shivas Yamim Yubashem Akarin Tachlav Mibanov. I know that it says in the Pasuk he needs to wear the clothing 7 days. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol preparing to become a Kohen Gadol, he needs to wear 7 days straight. Ein li ela nisraba shiva. I only know that he has 7 days of clothing. V'nimshach shiva. And also if he wears, it gets anointed for 7 days as well. It says both 7 days by the Yubash Begadim and by the Mashiach. Nisraba shiva v'nimshach yomecha. Let's say he wears Riboy Begadim for 7 days and only gets anointed for 1 day. Or Nisraba yomechad, or he wears a Riboy Begadim for 1 day, v'nimshach shiva, and gets anointed for 7 days. Minayin, how do I know that too will be a fine appointment of Kohen Gadol? Tamalomar, ashe yimshach oso, v'ashe yimale esodo mikomakom. Regardless of whether or not it's 7 days or 1 day, it sounds that anyway, as long as he's anointed at least once, and he wears Begadim at least once, that's going to be sufficient. So we see it's not ma'akif. So Gemara then says, Sa'ashkechan Riboy Shiva l'chachila. So we find the pasuk that l'chachila, you should have 7 days of wearing Riboy Begadim. It was clear in the pasuk, it says, Shivas Yamim, you'll be shame. But what about Mashicha Shiva l'chachila minolan? It doesn't say anywhere you need to get anointed for 7 days. So Ibai's Ema, Mid'itzrech Kralimute. One suggestion is for the fact that the pasuk says that we need to tell us to exclude it. Meaning 1 day of Shema Mishcha is sufficient, but Yevet implies that ideally it should really be 7 days. It's not an explicit limud, it's just an inference. Or Ibai's Ema, Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, Ubig de Akodesh Asher La'arun Yulavanav Acharav, the Mashcha Behem Ulamali Bames Yadam. The Torah connects Mashicha to Riboy Begadim. Iskash Mashicha L'Riboy, Ma Riboy Shiva Af Mashicha Shiva. So what comes out from all of this is as follows. Ideally, a Kohen Gadol to be appointed needs 7 days of Riboy Begadim plus 7 days of Mashicha. But if you only have one of each of them, that would be sufficient as well. So we see that clearly that Ladoros, it's not Ma'akev. So we have in total 4 different afkaminas of what would have been Ma'akev during the times of Miluim. We had Smicha, we have Tenufa, we have Prisha Shiva, and we have Riboy Shiva u Mashicha Shiva, the wearing of the Begadim and Mashicha for 7 days. Now Tosos here asks a question. Tosfos and other Rishonim asked the question, there are a couple other avodas that could have been suggested to other nafkaminas as well. So one suggestion, Tosfos asks, he said, why not Shirayim? What's Shirayim? The way it worked in the base of Mikdash, when you had a karbon, so you shechted the karbon, you caught the blood, you brought it to Mizbech, and you sprinkled it on the Mizbech. And then you had Shirayim. The Shirayim was poured on the Yisod. On the bottom of the Mizbech, there's a little platform that went around, you poured it on the Yisod. Depending on which karbon it was either the southwest or the northwest, I forget which one, southwest or northwest. You pour the yisod on the blood on the yisod. So that's not ma'akev, the Gemara says. So why was that not suggested as another nafkamina? That it's not ma'akev the doros, it shouldn't be ma'akev b'miluim, but if you hold everything mentioned in the miluim is ma'akev, it would be ma'akev. That's Tosos' question. And he says, apparently everybody would have agreed, even both mandamrim, that shirayim would not be ma'akev in the times of the miluim. Even though the Gemara says that ko akasabem Ma'akevim, Shirayim would have been an exception where everybody would have said it's not Ma'akev by the Milum. That's his long Tosos here on the side. Other Yishom ask another question. They ask a question, the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Ari says, what about the Urim V'Tumim? Urim V'Tumim that Kohen Gadol wore. So in Bayis Sheni, we did not have an Urim V'Tumim. So we clearly don't know Ladoros, it was not Ma'akev. So if it wasn't the Ma'akev Ladoros, it should not have been Ma'akev wearing it during the times of the Miluim. That's the question he asks. So he proves from this, from the fact that Gemara doesn't give this as a suggestion, the Rambam actually holds that they did have the Urim Tumim in the times of Bayis Sheni. It just wasn't effective. It didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh ability. That's, we'll see later on if it made Daf Chaf or so, where the Gemara says that they did not have Urim Tumim in the times of Bayis Sheni. Did that mean they didn't actually physically have it, or they didn't have the effectiveness of it? So the Rambam held, no, they had it, they wore it, because otherwise it's Mechusa Begadim. The Kohen Gadol can't be lacking one of the 8 Begadim, so it meant that it didn't work. So that's how he proves here. The fact they didn't mention this as Nafkamina must be that they have to wear the Urim Tumim is Ma'akev Ladoros, like Shitas Harama.
When we see Ma'akev Ladoros, let's say by the Kohen Gadol, with these different details, so if he doesn't have it, then he doesn't have Chaloshin Kohen Gadol. Let's say they mess up and they don't.
For which one?
For Mashicha, whatever it is. They
If they didn't do any Mashiach, or they did only one day of Mashiach?
They didn't do any Mashiach.
Then he would not be a Kohen Gadol? Yeah.
But so then, back to the beginning of our parak, so the Kohen Gadol waiting, and Chalila, the first Kohen Gadol, dies in Yom Kippur, and they usher him in, so they have to quickly do these things to him?
So the Gemara talks about, later on, about how a Kohen Gadol, the Maisa, what happens if he becomes appointed on Yom Kippur. You need an Avoda to do it as well. I don't know if they address this question, but him wearing the Epigadim, that will be the Reboot, that's the one day.
Yeah.
In terms of the Mashiach, I don't know about the Mashiach. I don't know if it's addressed in the Gemara, I don't remember. It's a good question, though. So now the Gemara says, last two lines of the page here, the Gemara says as follows. My time of Damar, Kol HaKosav Behen, Makib Behen. Who's the, or what's the reason behind the one who holds that anything mentioned is in fact Ma'akev? What was the motivating him to say this? What was the reason for this? So the Gemara explains as follows. Amr Rav Yitzchak bar Bisna, Amr Krala Pazik says, Vasisa la'aron l'vanov, kacha. That they did to Aaron l'vanov, they did like this. Whenever the word kacha is used, kacha ikuvahu, it means li'ikuvah, it means it has to be done in this matter. Anything that is going to be different will be Ma'akev the Avoda. Right, it says in the Pazik, I'll just read the entire Pazik, Vasisa la'aron l'vanov kacha. It's referring to the 7 days of preparation of Milum. Everything must be done kacha this way. Anything not done this way is liyikuva. So tinach, this makes sense. Kol milsa, anything mentioned, the chsiv b'hayinyano, anything mentioned in that context, in the there are two steps here in the Milum. One is the tzava, what should be done. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a commandment, and then there's a description of what was actually done. So in terms of the tzava, Rashi says in the top of Daf Hey Mebez, Milsa dechsiva b'hayinyana b'parshas tzava, in the commandments of it, at the very end of Sefer Shmos, the miluim shenemar v'ata tetzav, and parshas tetzav tells the Aaron what to do. So anything mentioned there, okay, it says kacha, that's going to be ma'akev if it wasn't done. But what about something the Gemara says, milsa delochsiva b'hayinyana? That which was not mentioned in tetzava, but was still done b'miluim, minolan, how do you know that's also going to be ma'akev? If you look at Rashi, the second Rashi on the page here, delochsiv b'parshas miluim, didn't mention that you placed the Urim Tumim inside when the coin wore it. Abba Parshat Savas Aaron, Shenemra Sham Asiyas HaMilum, where it describes how the Milum was actually done, not the Tzava, but the Asiyas. The Parshat Tzava describes what was done. It says, V'yitin Alavas HaChoshim, V'yitin HaChoshim as Urim HaTumim. They placed Urim HaTumim inside the Choshim. So this was not mentioned in Tzava, where the word Kacha is mentioned, but it's mentioned in Tzav. So maybe the placing of the Urim Tumim shouldn't be Ma'akev because it's not mentioned in the Parsha in the context of the word Kachas. How do you know that too is going to be Ma'akev L'doros? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Yolef Pesach Pesach. There's a Gezer Shava. It says the word Pesach, it says, Ves Aaron Ves Banav Takriv El Pesach Ola Moed by the Tzava in Parshas Tetzava. And it says in Parshas Tzava, Ves Kol Eda Ha'kayas Pesach, it's El Pesach Al Moed. So Gzer Shava tells us that even that which is mentioned during the Asiyas Milum would be Ma'akev as well. For Rav Misharshi Amar, he says, Ushmartim es Mishmeres Hashem Ikuva. You have to preserve it. The double Lashon Ushmartim, Rashi points out here, around 15 narrow lines down in Rashi. Rav Misharshi Amar, Beparshis Asiyasim, when describing how the Milum was actually done, Nami Ikuva Ksive, Ushmartim Mishmeres Mashma, Tishmur kecholakas, preserve, protect everything mentioned for the tzarek gezer shava. You don't need to rely on the gezer shava of Pesach Pesach. And then finally, the third suggestion: how do we know even that which is not mentioned in tetzava is liikuva? Rav Ashi Amar kichein tzivesi ikuva. The word tzivesi is telling us it must be done the way I commanded it. Those are three different sources proving the point. Fine. So now the Gemara says, after mentioning this last pasuk here, the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. He says kichein tzivesi. We're going to make a drasha about in Parsha Shmini, last week's Parsha, whereby the Nadav Aviv were killed. So what happened was that Aaron burned the carbon Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe Rabbeinu challenges him, why did he burn it? You should have eaten it. I told you you should have eaten it. So Gemara is going to address these psukim very briefly. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kichein Tzivesi, I already commanded you. Kasher Tzivesi, I commanded you. Kasher Tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded you. So it's three languages of I commanded you. Why did you in fact burn the carbon of Rosh Chodesh? You should have eaten it. Even though you were an Onein, I told you you should have eaten it. So the Gemara explains each of these three phrases. So it says, Kichein Tzivesi, Baninas Yechul. You should eat it even though you're an Onein. If you take a look at Rashi, the last six narrow lines of Rashi's, he says, Oninim. The din by Onin, Al Nadav Aviv. Aaron was an Onin. His two of his sons died. He's an Onin now. The Kalchim Asurin LeOnin Mikal VaChomer MiMaisa HaKal DeChsiv Gabi Maiser LoChalti BeOni MiMenu. When it comes to Vidu Meiser in Parshas Kisavo, there's something called Vidu Meiser. Vidu Meiser is when you bring the Meiser Sheni to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a whole confession. It's called Vidu Meiser. That's not quite a confession. It's more an admission of doing everything right. A confession is you confess doing something wrong. Vidu Meiser is admitting you did everything right. So one of the things you say, I didn't eat at Baninus. So the Gemara learned, well, if Meiser Sheni, which is a low-level type of a mitzvah, you can't eat Baninus. So certainly Kachim, which is a higher level, certainly that should not be eaten in the state of Baninus. So that's why you know Onin can't eat, and it's a Deraisa din. The Gemara in Tzvachim tells us, Balayla, the nighttime of Aninus, it's an Isser Deraisa, but the next day it's only an Isser Midrabanim. Either way, an Onin can't eat it. So Moshe says, even though normally an Onin can't eat Kachim, I told you should have eaten it, even though you're an Onin. And then the Gemara says further, Kasher Tzivisi, I could command you, B'shas Maisa, I told you during the Maisa to go ahead and eat the carbon. Why didn't you eat the carbon? And finally, Kasher Tziva Hashem, and I commanded from Hashem, Lo Me'elai on the Omer. I'm not saying for my own, this is not my Chiddush. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to tell you, so how come you did not eat the carbon Rosh Chodesh? So the conversation ends here, at least in the Gemara. And the Gemara in Tzvachim elaborates on what the back and forth was, but take a look at the Rashi, with the middle wide lines down in Rashi, three middle medium wide lines up, Kasher Tzivesi Hashem Vlo Me'elai on the Omer, Hayusom Chena Pi Adibor, I'm relying on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Achlo So Onin Vlo Tasu Kasher Hasizim Bechatas. You should not have done what you did by the Chatas. So what's going on here? So Rashi points out Moshe Tabadav. Moshe made a mistake. Shlo Nemar Lo Ela B'Mincha U'Bechazei V'Shok V'Sar Shmini U'Bechazei Nachshon Shu Kachesha. The only instance where Kadosh Baruch Hu said to eat it while in the state of Onin were only by these special karbanos, which was for a Kachesha. These were not karbanos that were brought Ladaris. There were special series of karbanos brought Dafka during Miluim. So those special karbanos you could eat Baninus. Aval, where Moshe made a mistake, Sari Rosh Chodesh, Shukache Doros, which is a carbon brought every single month thereafter in the Mishkan, and then the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Hutu Lo Onin, that was not permitted for an Onin, and therefore Moshe made the mistake. He thought even the Sari Rosh Chodesh should have been eaten, Be'aninus, and Aaron says, no, it should not have been, and that was the dialogue going on. V'shlosh Shasirim Karbo Bova Yom, that day there were three goats brought as a carbon, V'lo Sarif Ela Shar Rosh Chodesh Bavad, and they only burned the Rosh Chodesh, so Moshe made the mistake, Aaron was correct in not eating the carbon Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Mara now says further, that says, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Mechnasayim Ein Ksuvim B'Parsha. It does not mention the wearing of Mechnasayim in the Parsha of the Miluim. If you look at Rashi, says, Ein Ksuvim, it's there two wide lines down the end of the line, Ein Ksuvim B'Parsha B'Levishas B'Gadim, Lo B'Tzava, Lo B'Asiyah. It doesn't mention that the Aaron should be putting his pants on, not in the Tzava and Parsha Tetzava, nor in Tzav, where it describes the Asiyah. It doesn't mention any place. So how do you know that he has to wear Mechnasayim, which is certainly one of the eight B'Gadim? Kishu Omer, says the Gemara, when it says in the Pasuk, V'Zeh Adavar She'Tase Lehem L'Kadesh Osam L'Chahin. So when it says that this is the matter you should do to become a Kohen, Lahavi, it's coming to include Mechnasayim, V'Asir Sa'efa, that he needs to wear Mechnasayim and also needs to bring the Asir Sa'efa. So what's the Asir Sa'efa? So Rashi explains here, four wide lines down. Rashi explains here, actually let's go to the previous one, let's go to three lines down. Kishu Omer, V'Zeh Adavar She'Tase Lehem, Vav Mosif Al Inan Rishon, Hamidaber b'tzavas asiyas begadim. Parsha tetzaver, so it tells us what you should do. The next parsha tells us you should have begadim, and it says the word, it's actually vizeh, the vav, adds on, sham kasev v'asa la mechnesevad, you should make mechnesayim for the kohen. So the extra vav is connected to the previous parsha, mechnesayim is also included in parshas tetzaver as well as part of the asiyas. That's the extra vav. And what's asir se'efa? Says Rashi, Shakohanim Tzrichim Lahavi B'Yom Chinucham V'Afilu Hedyot. The first day you become a Kohen, whether Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot, you need to bring a Asir Se'efa. That's your initiation in the Kuna, at least in terms of the Avoda. So we say from the words, V'Zeh Adavar comes to include that the Kohen Gadol needs to wear Mechnasayim, and he also needs to bring the Asir Se'efa. So Bishma, I understand Mechnasayim Ksiv Ben Yonad Begadim. I get Mechnasayim, it says Vizah Davar, that's in the context of Mechnasayim, it comes to add it using the extra vav to be Mosif, and that too is included in the that which has to be done. Al Asir Se'efa, Minolan, it doesn't talk about Asir Se'efa in the Parshios of Tetzaveh, so how do we know that Asir Se'efa is being implied here? So Gemara says, Asya Zevizeh, there's a Gzer Shava, says, Mi Vizeh Karbon Arunuvana, Vashia Krivu, Zil Hashem Asir Se'efa. So it says, Vizeh Davar, and it says, Zeh by Asir Se'efa, to have a Gzer Shava to include even the bringing of the Asir Se'efa. So Gemara now says, halfway down the page here, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimei Chai, Minayin, how do you know Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev? How do you know even reading the Parsha Ma'akev as well? We have to read what is exactly Mikra Parsha referring to, but we'll get to it in just a moment. Tamalomar Vayomer Moshe Ha'eda. He says to Moshe, Zeh Adavar Shetziv Hashem Afilu Dibur Ma'akev. That Moshe spoke to the nation, spoke to Am Yisrael. Even the Dibur was in Zeh Adavar, is going through Ma'akev. What exactly is the Dibur? What exactly was the Mikra Parsha? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says here, around halfway down the Y lines, it says Mikra. The first word line is Arun Avanov. So then it says Mikra. Parshish Miluim Shenitztava B'va'ata Tetzaver. Amar lehem letzibur be'esim u'shlosha ba'adar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and Moshe repeated this to Klai Yisrael, the entire parsha of Tetzaveh about the Seder of the Avoda on the 23rd of Adar, kishyeschilu amiluam v'hikilas ha'edah al-Pesach al-Moed, shenemar v'tekail edah v'yomer Moshe el-edah z'adav asher tzivah samalashos lasos mikros halalu v'asiyas amiluam v'tzaveh z'aron. He had to tell and describe the entire Seder parshas all of Tetzaveh on the 23rd day of Adar. That's where the pshat is, according to Rashi. However, there are others who argue, Rabbeinu El-Yakum is one of the Rishon we have on the Masechus Yuma. We don't have him, I don't think, on any other Masechta, but it's on, we have him on Masechus Yuma. And he says, it's referring to, actually, we'll see on the last parak, second last parak of the Masechta, that the Kohen Gadol, the day of Yom Kippurim, after he does the whole Avodah, he reads the Parsha. He reads a Mikra Parsha, he reads a Psukim of Achrimos. When the Sar Lazazel is being thrown off the cliff, the Kohen Gadol remains in the Azara, and he reads a Mikra of Parsha Achrimos. And the Gemara says, if you saw the Kohen Gadol reading the Mikra Parsha, you couldn't witness the goat being thrown off. And if you witnessed the goat being thrown off, you couldn't witness the Kohen Gadol reading the Parsha. That's Mikra Parsha. So the Rabbeinu El-Yakum thinks it's referring to that reading of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. What's the document here? Not sure why it's spoken of in the Miluim context, but that's what he says it's referring to. Fine. So Gemara now says, one other point here, the Meshech Chachma actually says, the Magen Avraham said by Paraduma. Paraduma, we're talking Paraduma, we spoke about Paraduma learning from the Miluim, that the 7 days of separation, so there are those who hold that reading the Parshas Chukas, Parshas Para, is a Din Deraisa. Everybody agrees Parshas Zachar is a Deraisa. Machlokas Tosis brings down to Maseches Brachos where the Paraduma is also Deraisa or not. Magen Avraham says, what's the sort? The Paraduma is a Din Deraisa. So says the Meshech Chachma, based on this pasuk, that reading the Miluim that Moshe Rabbeinu said according to Rashi, that he read the Miluim on Chav Gimel Adar, and now Miluim is a model for the separation of the Paraduma. That's the source, he says, Meshech Chachma, that Paraduma is a Din Deraisa. Parshas Para is a Din Deraisa. That's his Chiddush. Okay, either way, let's finish off the Gemara now. Gemara says, L'maisa, Ketad Hilbishim. So how were they, when it came to Miluim, how exactly were the Kohanim, Aaron and his sons, dressed when it came preparation for the Miluim? So Gemara says, Ketad Hilbishim, how did we get them dressed? Ma'ad Hava, who cares? That was a couple thousand years ago. What are we concerned with? How they got dressed? So Ella, Ketad Ma'bishim Lasalava. We want to know in the future. When Mashiach comes, Abai Shlishi comes down from Shemaim, how will we dress the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim? What will the order be? So Gemara says, Las Lavo Nami Lichshiavo Aaron Ivanu Moshe Iman. Aaron and Moshe are going to come back to life. There's going to be a Tchis Amesim. You and I don't need to know this answer. There'd be much greater people than us to answer the question. Aaron and Moshe, who were there at the Miluim, they'll tell us how to do it in the time to buy Shlishi. Why are we wasting time learning this? So Gemara says, Ella Ketet Hilbisham Lemisbar Kra. We want to understand the Psukim. Lamaisa, we don't need us. You and I don't need to figure out Lamaisa what's going to be. But we do need to understand how to understand the Taish and the Psukim. Why? So Gemara explains, if you look at Rashi poses what the steer is. If you look at Rashi, the word, which word do I want here? Actually doesn't explain. Yeah. Look at Rashi, lemisbar krai. Rashi says, delo lirme hadade, so we shouldn't have a contradiction of psukim. Dibetavok, by Parshat Tetzaveh, it says, v'chagart osam avnet aron ubanav mashma chagirasam shel av ubanam b'seder echer. So hifsek levishas beged achar bein time. It sounded like that they put the avnet around Aaron and the children at the same time. And ubasiyak said by the actual performance during in Parshas Tzav, it says v'yachar osa ba'avnet b'seid levish begadim v'bisha kol mavushim, that they dressed Aaron entirely in order, and then afterwards achakar hikriv banav v'bisham. So do we say that first put the pants on Aaron, the pants on the banav, then they put the robe on Aaron and the robe on the banav, then the avnet on Aaron, or do they say we got Aaron fully dressed? And then they get the banav fully dressed. What exactly is the order? Because there is a stira in the Pesukim. So the Gemara says again, the Ketat Hilbisham Limisbar Kroi Pligi Ba B'nei Rabbi Chia Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokas between the children Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar, one felt Aaron. They got Aaron entirely dressed, and then the Acharkach Banav, then they got his children dressed. The Chad Amar, the other felt Aaron Nevada Bevas Achas at the same time, that they did Aaron Michlasayim and then Barav Michlasayim. Aaron the Avni, then the Barav of Avni. So Amr Abaye says, B'ksones u'mitznefes kuli amal apligi d'Aaron v'acharkach banav. Everybody agrees now that they put the shirt and the head, the hat, of Aaron first, and then only afterwards did they get his children with the ksones and the mitznefes. Because the bein b'tzava, bein b'asiya, Aaron kadam. When it comes to the Parshat Tetzava and Parshat Tzav, both of them, it mentions Aaron was dressed first with the Ksonis and Mitznefes prior to the children. So looking at Rashi, it doesn't say Rashi doesn't quote the Pesukim, but fine, that's what the Pesukim tell us. Ki pligi, when is the Machlokis? Ba'avne, only regarding the Avne, that's the Machlokis here. Man damer Aaron v'charkach banav, dichsi v'yachar oso ba'avneit, v'hadar ksi v'yachar oso ba'avneit. It first says they put the Avne on Aaron, then says they put the Avne on the banav. But man damer Aaron v'vana b'vachas says you put it at the same time, which according to some means you could do it in either order. I mean, you could have put Aaron's children's the children's first, and then Aaron's. The order doesn't make a difference because it says v'yachor osam at the same time b'vachas dichseva v'chagart osam. So that's a machlok, because which pasuk is a primary. So man damer, the one who felt Aaron v'vana b'vachas, so the one who held you could put them at the same time or even put the banav before Aaron. V'hachsev doesn't say in the pasuk v'yachor osam b'avneit. V'hadar k'siv v'yachar osam, doesn't it say avnet? Doesn't it first say that Aaron put his avnet on, and then only afterwards it was his sons? So Amr Lachan, we'll stop here. It's in the middle of a conversation, but we'll stop here. We'll finish it tomorrow. Where it says, Hahu avnet shel kohen gadol, lo zeh avnet shel kohen gadol. To tell us that the avnet, the belt that Aaron wore was different than the belt that the banim. Not to say that it was a different order, but they couldn't mention the same puzzle. You couldn't say v'yachar osam, because the Avnei was different. One was made of shatnez, one was not made of shatnez. Right, let's get to the tutas. Fine. So Gemara says, the man the Amar, Aaron v'acharkach banav, the one who felt that you first put on Aaron's Avnei, and then only afterwards could you put on the children's. The Aksa doesn't say v'acharkach osam, the Avnei sound like they could be at the same time, even the banav first. Amalachah, that's telling us, Hahu k'mashlan avneto shokoin gadol, ze avneto shokoin hedu. That's telling us they actually was the same. It's machlokas, whether the belt of the kohen gadol was the same exact material as the belt of the kohen hedu. So the fact that you lumped them together as osam avnet tells us that they were made from the same materials. So the Gemara says, v'yachar oso avnet, v'yachar osam lamali, shmamina aron v'acharkach banav. So telling us that no, so even though they're the same thing, that's what the pasuk says elsewhere, v'yachar oso first aron, and then v'yachar osam by the banav, tells that it should be in a different order. So again, the one who holds that they were the same avnet, then you hold it must be Aaron first, then acharkach banav. The one who holds that they were different avnetim, you actually hold that you could put them on bevasachas at the same exact time. So the Gemara then says bevasachas mimishkachas la. How do you put them on at the same exact time? Mom, she's like, you're watching a stop clock to put them on the same time. The Gemara says lo tzicha da'aktim. What it means is doing it out of order. If you look at Rashi here, Rashi says lo tzicha da'aktim. Lo b'vas achas mamish kamer, not mamish at the same exact time. Ella the ze acher ze, one after the next. Avab seder echad hayu. It was in one order. V'lo hifzik beged acher bein time. Nothing was interrupting between. First, in other words, hilbush l'aron l'kod kol begadav v'lo chagros l'avne. They put all begadim on Aaron, but they didn't put the belt on yet. V'charkach hilbush es banav michnasayim ksonis mitzevus. Then you put on the kohanim. They only wore four begadim: the pants, the shirt, and the hat. V'charkach natas avnetim. Then they took the robe, the belt. V'chagres Aaron v'chagres banav. They first put the belt on Aaron, then they put it on banav. Ulaman da Amar Aaron v'chagres banav. The one who says no, Aaron gets dressed entirely first, and then the children. This is what you do. K'chsavu ha'amr basia v'iten alav es haktonis v'yachar osa ba'avneid v'yubash osa es me'il. Then you dress Aaron entirely. You put the belt on, you put the coat on, and only after you get Aaron entirely dressed, then you move over to the children. So that's the question of the order. Do you get Aaron entirely dressed and then the children, or no, you get Aaron dressed up until the Avnet. You stop by the Avnet, then you get the children dressed, and then you put the Avnet on each of them respectively. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll quickly summarize. We start off at the beginning, the machlokas, about whether or not everything by the Milum is makev. Only that was makev l'doros, is makev v'milum. We brought four nafkaminas, whether smicha is going to be makev, because that's not makev l'doros. Tanufa is not Ma'akev L'Doros. Shiva Prisha is not Ma'akev L'Doros. And then Riboy Shiva and Meshicha Shiva is also not Ma'akev L'Doros either. And then the Gemara said, what's the base that everything mentioned in the Milum is Ma'akev? So we first said the word Kacha. It says by Kacha. But what about that which is mentioned not in Parshat Tetzava? So that we have to use the word Pesach. Pesach is like Zer Shava. Or Shmartim is Mishmeres Hashem. Or Kichein Tibesi Ikuva. Then we had the small little brisa about Aaron did not eat from the carbon Rosh Chodesh when the day his son died because Aninus, even though the other carbonos he did, those were Kachay Shav, but Kachay Ladaros, namely the Rosh Chodesh carbon, that he was not able to eat because he was an Onim. We discussed that even though it's not mentioned the Michnasayim in the Pasuk, that certainly was implied that that's Likuva in terms of the Miluim. Asir Se'efa is also going to be Ma'akev, was Ma'akev during the times of the Miluim. And then we described that the Parsha, Mikra, Parsha is also Ma'akev the Miluim, either it's referring to the reading of the Miluim of the Chav Gimel Adar, or it's referring to some of the Kohen Gadol reading it in Yom Kippur. And finally we discussed the order of which they got dressed. Was it Aaron and then Banav, or was it Aaron and Banav Bivas Achas? Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.